Hi there. How's my favorite little human? I was coming by to check on you. See, you're the first human accepted at Gamma Zeta Gamma, so we're all like a little excited to have you here. For the past 300 years, I think, Gamma Zeta Gamma has been a proud monsters-only sorority. But with the new head and all the changes that come with that, we're excited to welcome you as our very first human sister. We didn't want to let in more than one at a time to see how the other girls would take it. You've never seen an angry chimera, and trust me, you don't want to. So, with all that being said, you are our very first human sister. Welcome! Have you been making yourself comfortable? That's good. I know the proportions of the house could be like a little off for a human. For one thing, our doors are much larger and the walls are a lot taller and a lot thicker. But those are all accommodations for the rest of the girls. You should have no problem getting around here. If I can do it and I'm a moth girl, then you'll have no problem. Which, I don't know if you remember me, but hi. My name is Zoe, and it's so nice to see you again. I'm the one that interviewed you in case you forgot. Not to like get you on my good side or anything, but I personally vouched for you in the decision meeting. I thought you just had the right vibe for what Gamma Zeta Gamma is looking for. Have you met any of the other girls? That's okay. Everyone is still moving in and getting situated. I just decided to take it upon myself to be your roommate. I thought it would be better for you if you were with one of the older girls here, you know? I don't think any fights are going to happen. But I would feel safer if you had someone who knows how things work around here on your sides. Hopefully, you'll feel the same. Us girls have to stick together, yeah? You're cute. I like you. I'm glad you were the one that they accepted. Some of the girls we interviewed, ugh, they basically had no personalities, they lacked your spark. There's this passion in your eyes when we asked you questions. Like, you wanted to join the sorority for real reasons and not because you wanted to just make history. I knew I had a good feeling about you, little one. Are you looking forward to meeting everyone else? Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Are you nervous at all? Oh. It's okay. I promise there's no reason to be. All the girls here are super nice. You're going to get along with all of them, I promise. And if you ever have any problems, come to me directly. I've got your back. I was surprised that anyone signed up for our sorority after all the information we put in the flyer. Yeah, the flyer. Didn't you see the flyer around town and that's why you decided to join us? Well, it had everything we're expecting from our new human sister. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. It was like answering whatever questions we have about human life. Being open to trying different food. The human needs to be ready and available for her sisters at any given moment. The human has to be willing to try different cultures. The human has to be willing to accept all of this because we are such a diverse house, you know, that kind of a thing. We can't really have a human here if they're going to be stuck up, right? Does any of that raise any questions for you? Really? Which one is the problem? The free use part? Weird. What about that makes you concerned? Well, You have to earn your spot in a sorority. We can't just let anyone in. One of the conditions for accepting a human into our sorority was that whoever we accepted would become a free use fuck doll for the sorority. But only for her first year, don't worry. After that, you're moved up the hierarchy, and then some other girl gets your position. But for the first year, in order to prove your dedication to learning about monsters and showing us that you aren't closed-minded, you will be here as the free use toy. But don't worry, it's not going to be bad. You will have certain hours that you can be used, and only certain girls like me, will be able to use you outside of those allotted hours. We will also help you with your projects or essays and stuff if we're using you that much that day. We can't have our little toy flunking out, now can we? Is that a smile I see on your face? Oh, I knew my hunch about you was right. They wanted to go with some other girl, but I knew she wouldn't be like you. Something about your vibe told me that this is what you wanted. You just didn't know that this was what you wanted until this moment. You're excited to be the sorority's toy, aren't you? It gets you excited just thinking about it, doesn't it? You saw a dragon woman walking in and imagined what her scales would feel like brushing against your smooth skin. You saw that goat girl and imagined what it would feel like to grab her horns as you grind against her. Now, they don't have to remain a fantasy. You'll learn firsthand what it feels like to be wrapped in drider silk or massaged by Asila's tentacles. Oh, there's going to be so many firsts for you this year, little one. I'm not sure you're going to want to give it up. But that's okay. Come here and sit on my lap, little one. Oh, that's it. Good girl. Making yourself comfortable. You're so sweet, little human. Straddling my thigh and wrapping your arms around my neck. You're good at following instructions, aren't you? An obedient toy. Seems like training you to be a fuck doll isn't going to be hard. Your body seems to agree with me too, considering what I'm feeling. Someone's already turned on, isn't she? Can't help yourself? Can't control your body? It's good for a fuck doll to be horny all the time. You were welcomed into Gamma Zeta Gamma to be a fuck doll for the rest of us. Most of us have only ever had the luxury of fantasizing about a human. You're the first human I've been this close to. So soft underneath my touch. I had no idea that flesh could be this squishy. It feels so good, kneading it between my hands. Oh, that's it. Arching yourself into my touch. You like how my hand feels against your breast, don't you? Why don't you take off your shirt, Dove? Let me see you. Oh, that's a good girl. Yes. Such pretty tits. Can see your nipples already hardening as the cold air touches you. You know, I think my hands can do a perfectly good job of helping warm you up. Yeah, that's it. That's a good girl. Why don't you start grinding while you're at it? Go on, Dove. Hump my leg. Let me see how pretty you are when you come. Oh, yes. That's it. That's my good girl. You feel so good against me. Can feel myself getting wet at the sensation. That's it. Watching you start to work your hips. My hands continue to massage your breasts, kneading your nipples between my talented fingers. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. What a good toy you're being. You know how to put on a show, don't you? Want to show off what a good fuck doll you can be for me? I'm the reason you got the spot in the house, after all. I'm gifting you this lovely opportunity. What do you say, little human? You're welcome, Dove. So polite, remembering your manners. It's going to be so much fun to train you. I wonder how many orgasms you can take in a day. What do you think, toy? How many times could I make you come until you're crying? Should we test to see if that's true today? Oh, come on. I think it could be fun letting you meet the rest of your sorority sisters like this. A fucked out mess. Your face is puffy from the crying and the begging. The rest of the house would already know what you sound like before they got to see your pretty face. Maybe I should do that. Stake my claim on the fuck doll so everyone knows that I'm just letting them use you. At the end of the day, it's my room you're going back to. It's a privilege that they get to fuck you. It's an honor for them that I'm willing to share such a good girl with them. I mean, just look at you. You look so pretty like this. Yes, you do. Such a gorgeous girl. Fucking yourself against my thigh. That's it. That's right. Keep it up for me. You feel good, don't you? What a good toy. Keep it up, Dove. Be a good doll for me. Humping my thigh, pushing yourself closer. It just feels so good. Letting out another moan as I pinch your nipple. Oh, yes, that's it. That's a good girl, moaning so well for me. Such a pretty little thing, fucking herself in my lap. You're going to keep moving for me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Pushing yourself closer with every swipe of your hips. My hard thigh feels so good underneath you. Your soft thighs squished on either side of me, rocking yourself back and forth. Fucking yourself without a care in the world. All you can do is chase that pleasure you're feeling, just like a good toy. You're going to be so popular, little one. You look so fucking good like this. I can already tell the girls are going to be asking for multiple shows a night from you. Whether they decide to fuck you themselves, or like set up a toy and use you for entertainment instead of the TV, well, I'm not sure, but you're definitely going to be a popular toy. And anytime anyone plays with you, you're going to have a thought in the back of your head that I gave them permission for it. That I gave someone else permission to play with you like a toy. And that only makes it better for you, doesn't it? Oh, just a happy little fuck doll, working herself against my thigh. Getting closer the more you grind against me. That's it. Keep it up, good girl. You feel my hands leave your breast to firmly grip either side of your hips, pushing you down further, pressing my knee harder against you. Does that feel good, Dove? What do you say? Good girl! You're very welcome, toy. A good fuck doll always remembers her manners, doesn't she? No one wants to play with a doll that's ungrateful. You should be happy that you're being used. There are other women that would happily switch positions with you to show me why you are so special. So many people would kill for this position, so you have to prove to me that you were the right fuck doll for the part, don't you? Come on, Dove. I know you can do it. I believe in you. You've done so well so far, and you look so good like this. Keep it up, following my hands as they guide you, moaning at how I'm working you. It feels so good, doesn't it? You can't get enough, can you? Do you think you're going to be able to come for me like this, little one? I think you will be. A good fuck doll is able to come however her mistress wants. And if you aren't able to, then that's something we're just going to have to work on. I want my toy to be able to come whenever I tell her to, not when she wants to. Being able to come on command is important for every proper fuck doll, isn't it? And it's something you want to be able to do, isn't it? I know you do, little one. So good for mistress. At least you already know your place in the lowest rung of the hierarchy here. As a human, you're going to have to earn our respect. And this was really the only way that we could all agree upon. Not that I see you complaining. Moaning as you arch into my touch, your nipples brushing against the rough exterior of my exoskeleton. You're loving this, aren't you, little human? Being free use at a monster sorority is a wet dream come true for a dove like yourself, isn't it? Getting closer with every grind of your hips against me. You can feel yourself getting closer, shaking with pleasure. Regardless of what you thought just a second ago, you know you're able to come now. Feeling my leg push further against you as one of my hands goes back to your breasts. Oh, that's it. Playing with both your nipples, alternating between the two while my other hand firmly guides you back and forth. Oh, that's it, Dove. Doing so good for me. You're making me so proud. Yes, you are. Such a good girl for me. Do you think any of the trucks can hear us? Do you think any of the girls pulling in know what we're doing up here? Playing with your nipples, having you grind against my thigh. Oh, that's it, Dove. Doing so good for me. Maybe I'll even let you fuck me after this. Would you like that? Do you want to taste my wet cunt for being such a good fuck doll for me? Aww, what a good toy you are. So close to coming. Why don't you let go, Dove? I feel your thighs shaking around me. Come on, be a good girl. Come for me. You can do it, toy. Come for mistress. Oh, just like that. Good girl. Oh, I knew you could do it. You've made me so happy. I'm so proud of you, Dove. Yes, I am. Are you excited for your position as the sorority's free use fuck doll now that you've gotten a little taste of what it's like? Oh, I knew you would love it, Dove. You're going to make a wonderful toy for us. Of course, I'm still going to have to train you. I mean, you're like a natural at doing what you're told and following orders, so it shouldn't be too hard to teach you what is expected behavior. You know, things like waiting by the door to greet your other sorority sisters, shower duty, bed duty, maid duty, kitty duty, puppy duty, entertainment duty. But I'm sure we will get there when we get there. There's a lot of rules you're going to have to learn, doll. And I don't want to overwhelm you on your first day. You just got here after all. You're not even unpacked all the way, are you? Are you saying that I distracted you and put you behind on the schedule? You didn't seem to have any complaints. From my point of view, you're still the eager fuck doll sitting on my lap, lazily grinding your hips against me. Don't think I didn't catch that, Dove. I could feel it. How you're still moving yourself against me. You just can't get enough, can you? I thought I was the one that was a distraction. It seems to me like you can't control yourself. Too eager to be fucked by every horny monster in this house to contain yourself. Oh, come on, little human. You need to get up off my lap. No whining. I know you're comfortable, but you need to finish unpacking, and I need to finish greeting all my other girls. I'll make a deal with you, though. If you let me up, I'll come back in, say, an hour, and I will give you the first rule that you will be expected to follow. Deal? Good girl. Finish unpacking for me. I expect everything to be in its place. If I come back and you're not finished, you're not getting that first rule. Instead, you're going to be introduced to everyone through a public punishment. So the decision is yours, Dove. Are you going to be a good girl for me?